KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. It's 42 degrees, and we look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 71. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. A little more than a week ago, members of the Griswold and Lenox Community School District Boards of Education held a joint meeting in Lenox to discuss the subject of superintendent sharing between the districts. And now both boards are set to meet again Wednesday evening in Griswold. During that 5 p.m. special meeting at the Central Office Boardroom of the Griswold Middle School High School building, the Griswold and Lenox school boards will discuss and possibly make a decision on further exploring the possibility of sharing a superintendent. After that meeting concludes and adjourns, board members will sit in on a superintendent-led interviews of Griswold Middle School High School principal candidates, but no action or decision will be made on that matter. A restaurant in Adair is home to Iowa's best burger for 2016. The Chuck Wagon has won the annual contest operated by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and Iowa Beef Industry Council. The restaurant's owner, Kim Rehai, is a lifelong resident of Adair.
I mean, it's a huge honor, so this is very exciting. I think that we just have classic burgers, and they're just good burgers, and that's what people want.
Iowans submitted more than 6,000 votes, nominating 311 restaurants for this year's award. The top 10 vote-getters were visited by judges, and on Monday, they declared the Chuck Wagon the winner. Those judges found burgers at the Chuck Wagon to be juicy and full of flavor, according to a news release announcing the decision.
We use fresh, high-quality, certified Angus, and we use our own house seasoning on them and cook them to 160.
The burgers are cooked on a flat-top grill and served with toasted bread or grilled buns. Riha says the Chuck Wagon's most popular item is the bacon cheeseburger, but there are a lot of other top sellers.
We have a Chuck Wagon burger, which is on white bread. It's more of a melt. The grilled onions, mushrooms, bacon, tomato sauce, and dressing. Kind of the loaded burger.
Other popular menu items include homemade hand-cut fries and classic milkshakes. She says another favorite menu item is the Jesse James burger.
It's actually just a double bacon cheeseburger with all the fixings and barbecue and mayo on it.
Ria purchased the restaurant at the time, which was a Happy Chef about 8 years ago when she was just 22. She changed the name and menu in 2014. Adair's annual town celebration is Chuck Wagon Days. Now, three other Southwest Iowa restaurants made the top 10 list in this year's competition, including Downright Delicious in Clarinda, the Elms Club in Creston, and Vaughn's Cafe and Bakery in Clarinda. Previous Iowa Best Burger winners include, in 2012, the Coon Bowl 3 in Coon Rapids, in 2011, the Rusty Duck in Dexter, and in 2010, the Sac County Cattle Company in Sac City. Two people were arrested on theft charges, and one person was arrested on a drug charge Monday in Creston. According to police, 51-year-old Ronald Lee Griffin III of Creston was arrested just before midnight for possession of a controlled substance. Griffin was being held at the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. And 20-year-old Francisco Martinez, along with 36-year-old Ryan Reinhardt, both of Creston, were arrested last night on separate warrants for theft. Martinez was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree, while Reinhardt was arrested on an Adams County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Reinhardt was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond, while Martinez was released on $1,000 bond. No injuries were reported following an accident Saturday afternoon just north of Creston, or Afton, that is. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a 2006 Ford Edge driven by 79-year-old Gaylord Henriksen of Afton and a 1996 Chevy pickup driven by 22-year-old Timothy Culpepper Jr. of Creston were both westbound on Highway 34 at around 3:25 p.m. when Henriksen slowed to make a turn northbound onto Creamery Road. When Culpepper failed to slow down, his pickup hit the rear of the SUV, causing a total of $8,000 damage. Authorities cited Culpepper for failure to reduce speed at a reasonable and proper rate. Afton Police Chief John Coulter said Monday that following an investigation by the Afton Police Department, 10 persons were cited to appear before the Union County Magistrate for being at a disorderly house, as described in the Afton Code of Ordinances. The citations were issued following a party during the early morning hours of April 3rd at a residence in Afton. Those cited into court include 19-year-olds Cole Campbell and Michael Ward, 17-year-old Sandon Shears and 18-year-old Brandon Lee All of Afton, 20-year-old Brandon Hulsey of Lorimore, 17-year-old Colby Thomas, 19-year-old Kyle Wynn, 16-year-old Caitlin Clayton, and 20-year-old Shaylee Ann Patterson, all of Creston, along with 19-year-old Colton Hupker of Winterset. A man wanted for revocation of probation was arrested Monday morning at the Page County Courthouse. 39-year-old Jeffrey Wade Bartles of rural Blanchard was arrested at around 10 a.m. Monday and was unable to post a $5,000 cash bond. Bartles was being held at the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's deputies in Page County arrested a man Sunday afternoon on a warrant for probation violation. 25-year-old Caleb Michael Sunderman of Clarinda was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 71 north of Clarinda. Sunderman was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. Saturday afternoon, the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified of a single vehicle accident near Coyne at the intersection of Hackberry and 270th Street. An investigation determined 61-year-old Michael Roberts of College Springs was driving a pickup eastbound from the intersection of 270th and Hackberry when, according to Roberts, the truck's throttle became stuck, causing him to lose control of the vehicle. The truck entered the south ditch and hit a power pole owned by MidAmerica Energy, causing damage to the pole. And last Friday, officials of the Southwest Nature Trails reported an attempted burglary at a building at 1474 Highway 2 in Page County. The burglary occurred sometime between April 25th and 29th. Entry into the building was not gained, but damage to a door and window was found. The incident remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. A man and woman from Greenfield were arrested last week on assault charges. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said Monday 26-year-olds Zachary Ryan McNeely and Rachel Ellen Reagan were taken into custody by Greenfield police at around 12:45 p.m. on April 24th at 403 South Jackson Street. Both face a charge of serious domestic assault. McNeely allegedly threw Reagan to the ground, causing a head injury. Reagan allegedly slapped and scratched McNeely's face while she was trying to leave. The pair were later released on $1,000 bond. 32-year-old Patrick Lawrence Nolte of Menlo was arrested by deputies in Adair County on April 26th on an Adair County warrant related to driving while barred, and he was being held in the Adair County Jail on $2,000 bond. Also in Western Iowa news, police in Glenwood arrested a woman on Sunday for unlawful possession of prescription drug. 31-year-old Justine Banks of Glenwood was also arrested for driving while suspended. Her bond was set at $1,300. And 36-year-old Laura Lee Huffman of Glenwood was arrested Sunday for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.